请我们打开圣经箴言第三章第五节。
Let's open our Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
箴言书第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
好，翻到以后我们弟兄姊妹我们一同同声来读。
Let's read together.
箴言第三章第五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。这节很短，我们就再念一次。
One more time.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。好，这是我们早晨的那个题目，就是专心仰赖耶和华。
That is to trust in with all our heart.
这个专心呢，更好的翻译是全心。
Okay, better translation is to you trust the Lord with the whole heart.
仰赖呢，更好的翻译呢是依靠。
And we trusting him is we rely on him, we lean on him.
所以我们是这样全心依靠神。
And then we have to rely on him wholeheartedly.
我们早晨要来一同来思想来学习，我们如何全心来依靠神。
This morning we will learn and we'll share together and how do we trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
那我们要借着一些例子，我们要从大卫的一些经历上来学习什么叫做全心依靠神。
Through the experience of David, we will learn and understand what is to trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
我们第一先读撒母耳记下16章。
And then let's read 2 Samuel chapter 16,
第十一节
verse
11. 撒母耳记下十六章第十
2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11.
我们就念这一句大卫所说的话。
This is what David said.
好，一起来。大卫又对亚比塞和众臣仆说，我亲生的儿子尚且寻求我的性命，何况这便雅悯人呢？由他咒骂吗？因为这是耶和华吩咐他的。
Then David said to Abishai and to all his servants, Behold, my son who came out from me seeks my life. How much more now this Benjamite? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him.
这是第一件事我们要来学习的。
That's the first thing we need to learn.
第二，我们要看撒母耳记下第十五章第三十一节。
Secondly, 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 31.
这是大卫所说的第二句话，我们这里面也学习如何全心神。
And this is the second verse that David has said, and then let's learn from this, from this.
好，我们来读。有人告诉大卫说，亚西多佛也在叛党之中，随从亚撒龙。大卫祷告说，耶和华啊，求你使亚西多佛的计谋变为愚拙。
Now someone told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray, make the counsel of Ahithophel foolishness.
最后一处我们看撒母耳记下第十八章第七节。
And Second Samuel verse chapter 18 verse 7.
我们读第七节和第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
以色列人拜在大卫的仆人面前，那日阵亡甚多，共有两万人，因为那里四面打仗，死于树林的比死于刀剑的更多。
The people of Israel were defeated there before the servant of David, and the slaughter there that day was great, 20,000 men. For the battle there was spread over the whole countryside, and the forest devoured more people than the day, that day than the sword devoured.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，我们可以常常来到你的面前来蒙你自己的恩惠。
Lord, we thank you and praise you, so we can often come before you to receive your mercy and find help.
当我们来思想你的话的时候，我们需要圣灵在我们心中的涂抹。
And when we meditate your words, we need the Holy Spirit touch our hearts.
好让你的话能够成为我们那脚前的灯路上的光。
So the words of you will become the lamp of our and the path before us.
主啊，但愿今天早你的光能够在我们的心。
May your words enlighten us.
你的光也能够在我们的面前。
And your light is before us.
能够引导我们在往前面的道路。
And will guide us to press on.
我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for the opportunity you have given to us.
我们愿意顺服在主的面前。
We obey before you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 早晨我们来思考这个问题哈，全心来依靠神。
And this morning let's think of and what is to trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
我想每一个今天来到这里的弟兄姊妹都是依靠神的。
And then I know all of us, we all trust in the Lord.
如果我们不依靠神的话，我们不会把主日的时间留下来，来到主的面前来敬拜他。
If we don't trust in the Lord, we will not reserve Sunday and come here to worship Him.
因此我们没有一个人在这里是不信靠神的。
And so all trust in the Lord.
但是是不是全心信靠神呢？
But do we trust the Lord with all our hearts?
今天我们在这里所思想的不是我们是不是信靠神，乃是思想我们是不是全心信靠神。
It is not that do we trust the Lord, it is matters what do we trust the Lord with all our hearts.
什么叫全心信靠神呢？
What is called to trust the Lord with all our hearts?
全心信靠神的人不依靠自己的聪明。
The people who trust the Lord with all his heartIt will not lean on his own understanding.
今天我们的问题是因为我们都是很聪明的人。
And then the problem is we all are smart.
我们如果不是很聪明的人的话，可能今天不会来到这里。
If we are not smart, we will not come here.
因为我们是聪明的人，所以我们很容易要依靠自己的聪明。
Because we are smart, so it's easy for us to lean on our own understanding.
因为我们是一个聪明的人，所以我们不容易全心来依靠神。
Because we're smart, so it's hard for us to lean on the Lord wholeheartedly.
一个全心依靠神的人是时时刻刻依靠神的。
A person who trusts the Lord with all his heart, it will be lean on the Lord at any time.
就是在顺利的时候，在不顺利的时候都依靠神。
He trusts the Lord in the good time and bad time.
一个聪明的人只有在困难的时候才会来依靠神。
A smart person will only trust in the Lord in hard times.
凡是他的聪明能够解决的问题都不会依靠神的。
If he can solve the problem by his own smartness, he will not lean on the Lord.
等到他的聪明用尽了以后呢，才会来到神的面前。
When his smartness goes to end, and then he comes to trust in the Lord.
这个不是全心依靠神。
That is not trusting the Lord with all the heart.
一个全心依靠神的人是到神的面前向神来倾心吐意。
A person who trusts the Lord with all his heart, and he come before the Lord and pour all his heart to the Lord.
在顺利的时候如此，在不顺利的时候也是如此。
No matter it is in good time.
一个全心依靠神的人是把神当作他的避难所。
And then a person who trusts the Lord with all his heart, and God is his shelter.
一个全心依靠神的人是把一件事情完全放在神的手中。
A person who trusts the Lord with all his heart and everything he has is put on the Lord's hands.
交托耶和华并依靠他，他就必成全。
And you entrust everything in the Lord and then give it to him, he will do it.
我们依靠神，但是我们常常把一件事情仍然抓在自己的手中。
We trust in the Lord, but very often we grasp the things in our own hands.
我们虽然是相信神，但是那件事仍然在我的手中。
We do trust in the Lord, but the matter is still in our hands.
全心信靠神是把那一件事情交给神，放在神的手中。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart is you put all things in God's hands.
如果神不做那件事情，就没有人做。
If God does not do it, nobody will do it.
因为那件事情已经放在神的手中了。
Because it's already in God's hands.
因此你不需要做了。
So you don't have to do it.
等候神来成全。
Wait for the Lord to accomplish.
这叫做全靠神。
That is called trusting the Lord with all your heart.
全心依靠神，就是不用自己的弓，也不用自己的刀。
Trusting the Lord, you will not use your own bow and your own sword.
如何能够得胜呢？如果不用自己的弓和自己的刀。
How do we win victory if we do not use our own bow and a sword?
乃是靠神的弓，乃是靠神手中的刀。
But it's the bow and sword from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，信靠神和全心信靠神有很大的差别。
So there's a big difference to trust in the Lord and trust in the Lord with all the heart.
今天我们的问题不是在信靠神这件事情上。
Our problem is not trusting the Lord.
我们的问题是我们没有全心的来信靠神。
Our problem is we do not trust the Lord with all our heart.
我们能够来看大卫他所经历的几件事情，让我们可以对这个心依靠神有一个更深刻的认识。
Let us have deeper understanding of what is trusting the Lord with all our heart through a couple of matters from David.
一个全心依靠神的人，在他的身上有三个这样的一个经历和表现。
And there will be three experiences or illustration from a person who trusts the Lord with all his heart.
第一个表现就是这个人无论在任何的时候，他都知道耶和华是坐在宝座上的。
And first of all, this person, he will know that, he believed that the Lord is sitting on the throne.
这是第一个表现。
That is the first matter.
一个全心信靠的神的人，无论在任何的环境当中，无论在任何的黑暗当中，他仍然相信现在耶和华是坐在宝座上的。
A person who trusts in the Lord, he believed that no matter what happened in all the circumstances, that the Lord is sitting on the throne.
第二，一个全心信靠神的人，当难处临到他的时候，他把整件事情交托在神的手中。
And then secondly, the person who trusts the Lord, and when the hard time comes, he will put things in God's hands.
甚至把他自己的生命和他的前途也愿意交在主的手中。
Even entrust the Lord his own life and his future.
这是第二个表现。
That's second.
一个全心信靠神的人，当他在征战的里面，他永远知道这个征战是属于耶和华的，而不是属于他的。
A person who wholly trusted in the Lord, he know when he is in the battle, he knows the battle is the Lord's, not his own.
好，我们就从大卫的经历里面来看这三件事情。
And that is to see these three aspects through David's life.
我们首先要稍微讲一下这几件事情的背景。
And let's talk about a little bit the background of this couple of issues from David.
在撒母耳记下的时候，圣经用了六章的圣经讲到亚撒龙的事情。
In the Bible, they use six chapters to talk Absalom.
是相当特别的一件事情。
It's very special.
圣灵用了六章圣经仔细地描述大卫的儿子亚撒龙的故事。
And then it is in very in detail to talk about the story of the son of David, Absalom.
亚撒龙是大卫的第三个儿子。
Absalom is the third son of David.
这个儿子是非常特别的。
He's very special.
圣经告诉我们说，在以色列人的全地当中，无人像亚撒龙那样俊美，得人的称赞。
And then the Bible tells us in all Israel was no one was as handsome as Absalom, and he's so highly praised.
从脚底哈到头顶毫无瑕疵。
And from the sole of his foot and to the crown of his head, there was no defect in him.
所以你想大卫哈是非常爱这个孩子的。
You know, David loved him very much.
因为这个孩子实在是像他自己。
Because this son is really like himself.
而且呢，在整个以色列当中，没有一个人。
And in the whole Israel, no one is some as he.
但是不幸的事情发生了。
Unfortunately, there's something sad happened.
就是这个大卫的第三个儿子呢，就把他的大儿子杀掉了。
And Absalom killed the first son of David.
大卫的大儿子叫安嫩。
His first son is called Amnon.
就是他的三儿子把他的大儿子杀了。
So the third son killed the first son.
然后呢，他就跑到了基述去了。
And then he flee to Geshur.
过了三年之后呢，经过约押的劝呢，大卫又接受了，就把亚撒龙接到耶路撒冷。
After 3 years, to take advice of Joab and David agreed to take Absalom back to Israel.
但是从那个时候，亚撒龙就有了叛变的心。
From that on, Absalom has the desire to rebel.
所以每他早晨呢，非常早的起来，都到城门口。
So he rises up very early to when to sit on the next to the gate.
碰到那些那要进来要来起诉的人，他就把他们拦下来。
And then whoever come had a suit, and then he will stop them.
就问他们说，你从哪里来的？
And he will ask them, which city are you from?
你有什么事情？
Is there anything?
然后那些人就告诉他的事情，他就说，你的事情有理的。
And then the people tell him what is the suit, and then he say, oh, your suit is good and reasonable.
他说，王呢，没有伟人来听你的申诉。
As a nobody of the king will listen to you.
他说啊，恨不得有一天我做了国中的士师。
And then I hope one day I will be the judge of the country.
因此呢，就用这样的方法呢，慢慢的得到了以色列的人心。
And so he stole the heart of the Israelites.
所以到了那个时机成熟的时候。
When the time comes.
他就跟大卫说，他要到希伯伦去还愿。
And then he told David, he would like to go to Hebron to offer sacrifice.
然后送了这个探子到以色列的各地去。他说，当你们见有脚声的时候，你们就说亚撒龙在希伯伦作王了。
And then he sent spies over the country, and then he told the people, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom is the king in Hebron.
然后当这个消息呢，传到耶路撒冷的时候，他那个消息是这样说，他说呢，他说以色列人的人心都已经归向亚撒龙了。
And when the messenger came to David, they saying the heart of the man of the Israel are with Absalom.
所以当大卫听见这件事情的时候，知道这个事情是非常的严肃，因此他就带领他的臣仆呢，就要离开耶路撒冷。
When David heard about this, they know this is he knows this is very serious, so he took all his servants and then went out of town.
因为他知道亚撒龙要取他的性命。
Because he know Absalom is seek for his life.
这是可以说是大卫一生当中最悲惨的。
This is the most sad things of David's life.
因为他所最爱的儿子要取他的性命。
Because his beloved son, he loved the most, will take his life.
所以当大卫离开耶路撒冷的时候，他蒙着头，他赤着脚上那个橄榄山。
So when he left Jerusalem, he was with barefoot and crying and covered his head, went to Mount of Olives.
他一面走，他一面哭。
And then he walked and cried.
然后跟随他的臣仆呢，也一面走一面哭。
And then so did all his servants.
所以你看大卫离开耶路撒冷的时候啊，这一队人啊，个个蒙头，一面走一面哭。
And so you see, when they left Jerusalem, all of them, they walk barefoot and then they cry.
好像那个送葬的那个行列一样。
And it's like they're when they go to a funeral.
然后他们走到了一个地方叫做巴户林。
And then they went to a place called countryside.
突然就有一个人叫做示每。
And there is a man whose name is Shimei.
他是扫罗的后代。
He is a descendant of Saul.
他看到大卫和他的臣仆一面走一面哭的时候，这个示每就来一面走一面骂他们。
And then when he saw this whole troop of people, they walk and then they cry, and but he walks along with them and then he cursed David.
他拿那个石头呢丢他们。
And then he threw stones to them.
然后呢，他就说了，他说你这个流血的坏人。
And then he said, and then you bloodshed.
你去吧，去吧。
Get out, get out.
他说啊， 今天这些事情之所以会临到你，是因为你流了扫罗家的血。
This thing happened to you, it's because you are a murderer. You shed blood of Saul.
所以呢，耶和华把这个罪呢归在你的身上，要把这个国交给你的儿子亚撒龙。现在你自取祸，因为你是流人之血的人呢。
And so now it's the place you have reigned, and so the Lord has given this kingdom into the son of.Into the hands of your son Absalom, then you have come to ruin because you are a murderer.
弟兄姊妹们，如果是你，你会怎么样？
What will you do if it were you?
你遇到你人生里面最凄惨的一件事情。
You were in the saddest moment.
你的儿子要来取你的性命。
Your own son wants to take your life.
你在那个逃命的这个路上呢，有人这样来骂你。
On the way to flee, and then there was a person come and then to curse you.
说你是罪有应得。
And they say you deserve it.
是因为你杀了扫罗家的人。
Because you murdered Saul's family.
我想我们天然的人不能接受这件事情。
Our natural man cannot bear this.
就像大卫的那个里面的他的一个勇士亚比塞，他也不能接受这个事情。
It is like one of This servant Abishai.
所以亚比塞就对他说，他说这个人像死狗一样。
Abishai tells David, this man is as useless as a dead dog.
他不可以咒骂我的主。
He shouldn't be allowed to curse you.
求你容我过去呢，把他的这个头呢能够取下来。
Let me go over and chop off his head.
如果大卫说好的话
，If David say yes,
那这个示美的头呢？就被砍下来。
So the head of Shimei will be cut off.
这个咒骂呢就可以除去了。
And then they will get rid of the curse.
但大卫没有说叫他去。
David didn't let him do.
大卫说什么呢
？What did David say?
他说啊，他说我的儿子尚且要取我的性命。
Say my own son wants to take my life.
何况是这个便雅悯人呢？
And how is this Benjamite?
由他
Let him alone.
这是耶和华做的。
For the Lord has told him.
这件事情上，我们认识到大卫是知道耶和华是坐在宝座上。
And from this matter, we know that David knew that the Lord is sitting on the throne.
因为耶和华是坐在宝座上的，所以大这个示美来咒诅我是耶和华所允许的。
Because the Lord is sitting in the throne, so when Shimei come to curse me, this is the Lord told him.
如果我需要把示美的都砍下去的话
，If I chop off the head of Shimei,
表示这件事情不是神所许可的。
It means that this thing is not allowed by the Lord.
或者表示耶和华不坐在宝座上。
Or it says the Lord is not sitting on the throne.
因此需要用我的刀来解决这个问题。
So I have to solve the problem by my own sword.
大卫知道耶和华坐在宝座上。
David knew that the Lord is sitting on the throne.
虽然这个示美的话是不能够忍受的。
Even what I said is unbearable.
但既然神坐在宝座上
，It seems God is sitting in the
就不需要用大卫仆人的刀来解决这件事情。
And you don't have to solve problem using the sword of David's servant.
他就认为这个示美只能够这样咒骂他是神的允许。
So he knew that the Shimei can curse him is because the Lord told him.
因此大卫在这个最困难的时候，他完全接受了示美的咒骂。
In the most difficult time, David accepted the curse from Shimei.
虽然示美不是完全的准确的。
And then even Shimei is not accurate.
这件事情之所以发生在大卫身上，的确是因为大卫流人的血。
This happened to David. It's indeed because of David shed blood.
这不是扫罗家的血。
But it's not a murder of Saul's family.
乃是乌利亚的血。
It is the blood of Uriah.
大卫知道这件事情。
David knew.
因此大卫在这个咒骂的里面，
So in this curse, David did not feel offended.
没有拒绝这个四美的咒骂.
And he did not reject the curse.
还有没有恨亚撒龙.
And he didn't hate Absalom.
弟兄姊妹, 当你读到亚撒龙的故事, 最特别的一点是, 从头到尾, 大卫都没有恨亚撒龙.
And then when you read the story of Absalom, the very special is from beginning to the end, David never reject and hate Absalom.
因为他知道这是因为他流这个乌利亚血的一个结果.
Because he knows this is a result that he shed blood of Uriah.
因此在这个四美的咒骂的底下, 大卫说由他去吧.
So that is why when Shimei cursed him, he said, let him alone and let him curse.
这是耶和华叫他做的.
For the Lord has told him.
弟兄姊妹, 这跟我们有什么关系呢?
And what this has to do with us?
在我们的生命里面呢, 也有一个亚撒龙的。
In our life, there is Absalom.
亚撒龙是我们中的一个难处的。
Absalom is a difficult in our life.
亚撒龙是一个伤害我们的人。
Absalom is someone who hurt us.
亚撒龙可能是我们最亲近的一个人。
Absalom maybe is the one who's close to us.
亚撒龙也可能是我们所最爱的一个人。
Maybe it's the one that we love the most.
亚撒龙也可能是我们的儿女。
Maybe it's our children.
也可能是我们工作上的同事。
Maybe our colleagues.
也可能是我们的亲戚。
And maybe our relatives.
这是一个伤害我们的人。
This is the one who hurt us.
每一个亚撒龙 就会有一个四美.
And then when there is Absalom, there will be a Shimei.
四美是定我们罪的人.
And the one, a Shimei is the one who accuses us.
四美是来告诉我们为什么会有亚撒龙.
And then a Shimei will come here to tell us why there is an Absalom in your life.
四美是来加深人的痛苦的.
And then Shimei has come here to get things worse.
因此当面临到亚撒龙和死的时候, 就好像大卫那一天被四美咒骂的时候,
and when we have difficulties like we have Absalom and Shimei in our life, this is what happened to David that day.
一个全心信靠神的人, 在这样一个光景里面, 他会说由他去吧。
A person who trusts in the Lord wholeheartedly, when he faced such things happen, he will say, let him alone.
因为这是耶和华,
for the Lord has told him.
这是因为这个人说这样话的人, 完全相信耶和华是坐在宝座上。
David says so. He totally trusts in the Lord. He knows that the Lord is sitting on the throne.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们是不是能够像大卫一样, 在面临我们的亚撒龙的时候, 面临到四美咒骂的时候, 我们说由他去吧。
Can we do the same thing? Someone like Absalom, they come here, curses, and we will say, let him alone.
这是耶和华叫他做。
Because the Lord has told him.
弟兄姊妹, 这叫做全心信靠神。
Brothers and sisters, this is called trusting the Lord with all the heart.
当在亚撒龙叛变的时候，有一个非常重要的一个人。
There is another important person and during this conspiracy.
这个人叫做亚西多佛。This
person is called Ahithophel.
这个亚西多佛原来是大卫的一个谋士。Ahithophel
is one of the counsels of David.
但是这个亚西多佛和大卫的儿子亚撒龙暗中就勾结起来。And
secretly, Ahithophel, he was worked with Absalom.
所以当亚撒龙到希伯伦去的时候呢，亚西多佛呢， 就到了那个附近的一个城市。
When Absalom went to Hebron, and Ahithophel went to a city nearby.
亚撒龙在希伯伦称王的时候呢, 这个亚西多佛和希伯伦就参加了朝王。
When Absalom crowned himself at Hebron, Ahithophel went to Hebron.
因为那样的关系呢, 所以那个他的亚撒龙的势力呢，就越来越大。
Because of Ahithophel, Absalom gained more power.
如果发生在你身上，你会有什么感觉？
What do you feel if this happened to you?
是你的一个谋士。
is one of your counsels.
但是呢，在暗中呢，他就与这个叛党勾结。
In secretly, and then he was worked together with you, with the conspirators.
所以这个消息传到耶路撒冷的时候，那个消息说亚西多佛也在叛党之中啊。
When the messenger came to Jerusalem and said Ahithophel is one of the conspirators.
如果你听见这件事哈，当这个消息临到你的时候，亚西多佛也在叛党之中。
If you heard such news, your council is one of the rebellers.
你的反应是什么
？What do you react?
我想可能第一个是愤怒。
First of all, you will be angry.
这是我们人天然的反应，听见这样的消息，说我们的谋士成为一个叛党的人。
That's the natural reaction if one of our counselors betrayed us.
第二个感觉可能是想要报复。
And secondly, you want to take revenge.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David didn't do this.
当大卫听见这件事情的时候呢，他的反应是非常的平和的。
When David heard about this, he was very calm.
他到神面前告。
He prayed before the Lord.
他说：“耶和华啊，求你使亚西多佛的计谋变为云。”
And then he prayed, "Lord, I pray, make the counsel of Ahithophel foolishness."
他没有要用任何他自己的方法来使亚西多佛的计谋变为愚拙。
And he didn't use his own way and to make the counsel of Ahithophel foolishness.
他把这件事情。完全交在神的手中。
He totally handed this over to the hand of the Lord.
他说：“神啊，只有你能够使亚西多佛的计谋变为愚拙。”
And he said, "Oh Lord, you are the only one can make the counsel of Ahithophel
foolishness." 他的注意力不在这个亚西多佛的身上。
His attention is not on Ahithophel.
他的注意力完全在神的身上。
He paid attention on the Lord.
因此他不需要来对付亚西多佛。
So he did not deal with Ahithophel.
就在他听到这个消息的时候，有另外一个人来见他。
When he heard about the news, there is another person come to him.
这个人叫户塞。
And then Hushai.
户塞是他的朋友。
Hushai is his friend.
这个朋友来后呢，他把衣服撕裂了，头蒙灰尘来迎接他。
When Hushai come and then he tore his clothes and then come with dust on his head.
那户塞想要跟随大卫一起离开耶路撒冷。
And then Hushai wants to follow David and then left Jerusalem.
但是大卫说你不要离开耶路撒冷。
And David said you stay in Jerusalem.
你留在耶路撒冷。
Stay.
他说你留在耶路撒冷，你可以听见在耶路撒冷里面所发生的事情。
You stay in Jerusalem, so you will know what happened in Jerusalem.
如果你听见了什么事情，你就告诉撒都和亚比亚。
And then if you heard anything, you tell our people.
然后撒都和亚比亚各有一个儿子，撒都的儿子叫亚西马斯，亚比亚的儿子叫做约拿丹。
And then you will tell Jonathan and others.
如果你听见消息的话，就差遣他们的这个两个人的来告诉我。
If you heard anything, you tell them, and they will tell me.
弟兄姊妹们哈，这是非常特别的一件事情。
This is very special.
大卫刚刚发现他被亚西多佛所欺骗了。
David just discovered that his counsel Ahithophel betrayed him.
然而转过来，他又把自己的这个将来的事交给他的朋友户塞。
And at the same time, he trusts his life on his friend Hushai.
因为他要让户塞来送消息给他的话，他必须要让户塞知道他在哪里。
If he let Hushai send him message, and he needs to know.Where David is.
如果户塞也背叛他的话，
And what if Hushai betrayed him?
那亚撒龙就能够很快的就能够找到大卫。
And Absalom will find David easily.
就能够把大卫的性命拿走。
Then he will take the life of David.
这是非常特别的一件事。
This is very special.
大卫如何能够在这个时候能够把自己的事交托给户塞呢？
How can David and put his life on the hand of Hushai?
我们读下去就发现后来大卫的一举一动都是按照户塞的消息。
And then when we keep reading the story, we know what David did is according to the instruction of Hushai.
然后按照户塞所告诉他的事，大卫决定他如何的行动。
And David make his plan according to the instruction from Hushai.
最后，大卫的得胜也跟户塞有关系。
And then David's victory is related to Hushai.
弟兄姊妹们，大卫在这里所做的一件事情是非常特别的。
And then what David did is very special.
他把他自己的前途、自己的性命完全交给户塞。
He entrusts his own life, his future unto Hushai.
他在那个旷野的时候，除非是户塞告诉他要往哪走，他就不能走。
And in the wilderness, unless Hushai direct and he will stay.
这叫做全心的交托，全心的信靠。
This is called you trust wholeheartedly and then you trust heartedly.
今天我们信靠神，是不是像大卫信靠户塞一样？
And then do we trust the Lord and like David and then trust Hushai?
今天我们信靠神的时候，有没有像大卫一样，在旷野里面等候户塞的消息？
And then do we trust in the Lord and like David in the wilderness, he wait for the news from Hushai.
没有户塞来的消息，大卫就不知道往哪里去。
If there's no message sent by Hushai, David just wait.
但是一旦消息从户塞来了以后，大卫就按照这个户塞所说的去做。
And then when the message sent to David from Hushai, and then David will do it accordingly.
大卫全心的来信靠这个户塞。
And then he trusts Hushai wholeheartedly.
如果户塞背叛他的话，大卫的性命就结束了。
If Hushai betray him, then David's life will be ended.
为什么大卫能够这样全心的来相信户塞呢？
Why David and then trust Hushai with his heart?
因为大卫全心的信靠耶和华。
Because they trust the Lord wholeheartedly.
因为他全心信靠耶和华，他能够全心的信靠户塞。
Because he trusts in the Lord with his heart, and so he trusts Hushai wholeheartedly.
今天我们常常在这件事情上不能够像大卫一样。
And many times we can trust the Lord.Like David.
我们落在一个难处的当中。
When we are in a hardship.
但是户塞的消息还没有来啊，我们已经做了决定，我们已经行动了。
We already decide what to do before Hushai send us message.
那就很麻烦了。
Then we will in trouble.
因为如果大卫离开的话，户塞就不知道大卫在哪里了。
If David leaves, then Hushai will not know where David is.
然后。他就没有办法从户塞得到消息了。
And then he will not receive message from Hushai.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们常常听不见神的声音的一个结果。
That is one reason we couldn't hear the voice from the Lord.
因为我们已经离开了。
Because we left.
我们听不见户塞的。
We will not receive message from Hushai.
这叫做全心信靠神。
This is called trust in the Lord with all the heart.
当大卫在旷野的里面，
When David in the wilderness,
他唯一的一件事就是听见户塞说什么。
The only thing he did is he received the message from Hushai.
户塞叫他过约旦河。
When Hushai told him cross the river of Jordan,
他当时就带领他的全家过约旦河。
And then he took his family cross Jordan immediately.
因为他全心把这件事情交给了户塞。
And because he trusts Hushai wholeheartedly.
当我们这样的来信靠神，神就会为我们成全。
When we trust the Lord like this, he will do it.
后来当大卫到了这个马哈念的时候。
And then when David went to Mahanaim.
然后呢亚撒龙呢就军队呢过了约旦河要来跟大卫交战。
Absalom took me and come here across the river and then and fight with David.
大卫呢就把他的军队呢整理起来，就和亚撒龙在这以法莲的树林就打了一次仗。
And then David gathered his people, and then they had a battle with Absalom at Ephron.
那个战争是非常特别的。
That is a very special battle.
所以那一天呢，就是亚撒龙那一边呢，阵亡的人非常多。
At that day, and the Absalom was he and his army was slaughtered.
共有两万多人。
It's more than 20,000 people.
你想一天呢，两万多人阵亡是相当大的数目。
It's a great number of people die, I mean, in 20,000 days, I mean, person, one in one day.
但是有一件特别的事情哈，记载在圣经上，他说那二两万多人啊，死的人里面，树林里面的人，比死于刀剑的更多。
It's very special. The Bible tells us, the person who were slaughtered,And the forest devoured more people than the sword devoured.
这是非常特别的一件事情。
That is very special.
大部分死亡的人不是这个大卫的军队用刀来杀的。
Most people die not on the sword.
乃是死在树林里面的。
And then they were devoured by the forest.
你这人怎么会死在树林里面？
How come people died in the forest?
亚撒龙本人就是一个例子。
And Absalom is one example.
就亚撒龙那个时候骑着一个驴子，经过那个一个树林的时候
，When Absalom ride on the mule and went through that forest，
所以他的那个头和头发呢，就缠在那个树枝的当中了。
His head and his hair were caught on the tree。
所以当那个驴就走的时候呢，那亚撒龙就挂在树上。
When the mule went by and he was hang up in the air。
后来，约押就来把亚撒龙。
And then Joab come here killed Absalom.
所以亚撒龙其实呢是死在那个树林里面的。
So Absalom actually died in the forest.
所以那一天呢，死于树林里的比死于刀剑的更多。
So that day, more people devoured by the forest than the sword.
这代表什么呢
？What does it mean?
不是刀剑得胜的。
It's not the sword.When the battle.
如果这个征战是属于我们的
，If that battle is us，
我们需要用自己的刀剑来得胜的。
We have to use our own sword.
如果这个征战不是我们的
，If the battle is not ours，
就不要靠我们的刀剑来得胜。
Then we will not use our own sword.
那一天他们得胜不是因为刀剑。
That day they win victory is not because of their own sword.
亚撒龙不是因为他们的刀剑而死的。
Absalom is not killed by their sword.
因此要发现一个全心信靠神的人，知道这个征战是属于神。
So we have to know, the battle is belong to the Lord.
因此不能靠我们的刀剑来得胜。
So we will not win victory with our own sword.
如果这个征战是我们刀剑来得胜的话，这个征战是属于我们的。
If we face the battle by our own sword, then the battle is us.
而这个征战永远是我们的。
And then this battle is always ours.
我们永远要面临这个征战。
And then we will face this battle forever.
虽然我们一次得胜，我们还会再临到同样的征战。
And even if we win one battle, and we will continue combat.
但是如果这个征战是属于神的
，But if this battle belongs to the Lord,
就不需要用我们的刀剑。
Then we don't have to use our swords.
而且这个得胜也是一次的，也是永远。
And then this victory is win once for all.
所以大卫知道这个征战不是他的。
So David knows this battle is not his.
所以当着之前呢，大卫就跟他的这个军队讲一件事。
Before the battle, David told his army.
他说：“你们要为我的缘故，
For my sake,
要恩待那个少年人亚撒龙。
And then be good to Absalom.”
大卫知道这个征战是已经是赢的了。
He already knew he won the battle.
因为这征战是属于神的。
Because this battle.Is the Lord's.
得胜也是属于神的。
So the victory belonged to the Lord.
所以征战的结果他已经知道了。
He already knew the result.
所以他说你们要恩待，要为我的缘故，要善待少年人亚撒龙。
He said, for my sake, be gentle to Absalom.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天啊， 当我们面临一个征战的时候，我们首先要做一个决定，说这个征战到底是谁的，是我的呢，还是是神的。
So today, when there's a battle in our life, we need to know, is this battle is ours or is the Lord's?
如果是你的征战，
If this is your battle,
那你需要用你的刀剑。
You have to use your own swords.
如果不是你的征战，
If it's not battle,
放下你的刀剑。
And then put down your
sword. 让神来为你。
And let the Lord fight for you.
让神能够来得胜。这一次的征战。
And then so Lord will win the battle.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要有这样的经历。
And brothers and sisters, we all need this experience.
我们需要把这个征战来交给神。
We need hand over the battle to the Lord.
让我们来经历那个神为我们得胜。
And then let us to experience that Lord win victory for us.
而不是我们用自己的刀剑来征战来得胜。
It is not we use our own sword and to fight and to win.
在今年年初的时候啊，我知道我要做一件事。
In the beginning of this year, I know I have to do something.
我需要让两个公司的人聚集在一起做一些决定。
I need put people from two companies together and make some decision.
我知道这个很不容易。
I know not easy.
所以我需要马上说到底是哪一些人。
I have to decide and then who needs to get together.
所以我很快的就先决定了我们自己公司的这些需要参加的人。
And then for my own company, I decide who will come to the meeting.
所以在一两个星期之中呢，我们公司里面需要参加的人的名单都出来了。
And then in one or two weeks, and then I have the name list from my own company who's going to attend this meeting.
但是我无法得到另外一个公司要参加的人。
But I cannot have the names from the other company.
所以整个一月过去了，没有一个名字被提出来。
And then I received no names at the end of January.
二月
February?
也快过去了。
And then almost be over.
我仍然没有得到任何一个人的名字。
I still didn't get any name.
直到底的时候啊，我刚好在荷兰。
And then at the end of the February, I was in the Netherlands.
后来我就飞到英国，我就去了那个公司。
And then I flew to England and I went to the company.
我就坐下来跟他们解释我们为什么需要他们提供他们的人。
I sat down with them and then I explained to them why do I need the names of who is going to attend the meeting.
总算呢，经过这个当面的沟通以后呢，第二天早晨呢，他们的名单就出来了。
And finally, the next day, and then they gave me the names.
那个时候已经是三月初了。
That is already in the beginning of March.
我们需要这个会需要在三月中就需要开。
And then the meeting is supposed to be held in middle of March.
那个时间是不能够移动的。
And then that time, that day is already set.
我手上呢一共有差不多三十个人。
And then I have 30 people.
15个人从公司呢，15个人从对方的公司。
And then 15 from my company, 15 from the other company.
所以要让这三十个人能够在三月十五号、十六号花两整天的时间到英国去。
And then I have to gather these 30 people to spend 2 days in March 15 and 16, get together.
那时候已经是三月初了。
It's already in the beginning of March.
我在思想这件事情啊，我觉得这件事情是不可能的。
When I think about it, I think this is impossible.
因为我常常想要跟三个人在一起开会哈，找一个小时。都找不出时间来。
And even sometimes if I want to meet three people and then find 1 hour together, it's hard.
你需要至少两个礼拜以前要把那个时间定下来，要不然你没有办法把三个人聚在一起有一个小时。
You have to make appointment two weeks in advance, otherwise there's no way you get the three people together in 1 hour.
你现在要把三十个要找在一起要花两天的时间。
Now I have to gather 30 people and together for 2 days.
现在已经是三月初了。
It is already in the beginning of March.
等到我 一切事情都已经准备好要开始邀请他们的时候呢，已经是周末第一个周的周末。
And then when I got my invitation ready, that is already the first weekend of March.
我心里想这个事情不可能了。
I thought it's impossible.
所以我突然就发现了，这个征战不是我的。
And then all of a sudden, I think this battle is not mine.
我没办法，我没办法打这个仗。
It's impossible for me to fight.
很多人我从来没有见过，也不认识的。
And then I've never met many of them.
这些人如果要旅行的话，他要得到他的老板的同意。
If they travel, they need their boss approve.
那现在呢？总不过十几天的时间。
They only have 10 days.
我事先也没有机会跟他们每一个人来沟通，为什么？
I didn't have chance to explain to them and why.
所以我在那个周末的时候啊，我要送这个邮件的时候，我心里想这个事情不可能了。
That weekend, before I send the email, I thought it is impossible.
我也觉得这个不是我能征战的。
And then I know I couldn't fight this battle.
如果这件事情要成的话，那就是主。
If this thing will happen, I will give it to the Lord, and then the Lord will do it.
周末的时候，我就把这 email 的就发出去了。
Then I send the email that weekend.
那是三月第一周的那个周末。
That is the first weekend of March.
然后呢，到礼拜一的早晨。
And then the next Monday morning.
那早晨的时候呢，我第一打开我的电脑的时候呢。我发现我的 inbox 里面都有很多很多很多。
And then turn on my computer, and then my email has a lot of list.
很多的 email.
I have a lot of emails.
And 都是接受，接受，接受，接受，接受。Accept.
It is all accept, accept, accept.
It's 不可能的事情。
It was impossible.
怎么可能呢？都是接受，都是接受，都是接受，都是接受。
How can it be they all accepted?
就不可能事情发生了。
This happened. This incredible things that just happened.
在这么短的时间内，30个人都能够花2天的时间到英国去。
In this short time, 30 of them, all of them, they accept. They will agree to go meet in 2 days.
所以我想主，这是主的工作。
I know this is the work of the Lord.
然后我就知道说，那我还要想吃。
Then I have second thing I have to do.
我们怎么样用这2天的时间呢
？And how do we use these 2 days?
这些人彼此不认识的。
They don't know each other.
如何30个人在2天的时间里面要做一些比较复杂的决定？
And then how to let these 30 people and sit together and then to make a big decision?
所以我就想，那我应该要有一个，我要有一个这个一个程序哈。
I need an agenda.
那我就自己就打了一个程序，我觉得我们这两天应该这样这样这样来使用。
So I made an agenda and tell them and I we need to for these 2 days and what to do.
哎，我结果我就跟几个人商量以后哈。都反对我的意见。
And then after I discuss with a couple of people, and then they say no.
哎，这个时候我就在那想，那我怎么办呢
？And then I think what I'm going to do.
这时间啊。
My time is really limited.
这个意见他们又不接受。
And don't take my suggestions.
那我要怎么办呢
？And what do I do now?
其实我要坚持是可以坚持的。
If I insist, and they will agree.
那如果我非要这样的话，他们也没有办法的。
If I want to do this, and they will not say no.
但是我想到这个征战不是我的嘛。
And when I think this is not my battle.
所以我不能用自己的刀剑啊。
I cannot use my own sword.
我不能用我的刀剑怎么办呢
？And what I'm going to do if I without my own sword?
我就仔细来思想他们反对的理由。
And then I'm think of and the reasons that they rejected.
当我思想以后呢？哎，我发现他们反对的 有道理的。
And then and after I think about it, and I think they are reasonable.
然后呢，我就从他们的意见里面，我来调整我那个程序。
And then I make some adjustments of the agenda.
前前后后哈，很多对的。
And then because many of them they don't agree.
每一个反对的意见，我仔细的思考。
I think of each of the reasons that they didn't agree.
然后我后来发现呢，这个反对的都是有理由的。
And then I found out that all the reasons are reasonable.
然后呢，这些我就把他们的意见呢，都采纳他们的意见了。
And then I take their advices.
最后呢，那个程序跟我原来想的是很不一样的。
Then the agenda is totally different than what I made at the first time.
但是没有想到呢，这个新的那个程序呢，是非常非常有果效的。
And then, unexpectedly, this agenda is very efficiently.
所以在两天之内呢，这三十个人决定了他们所需要做的决定。
In 2 days, these 30 people sit together and made the decision.
当我这个事情以后呢，我心里面就非常的，这不是我能做的。
And then after the meeting, I was full of gratitude, and I know this is not what I did.
这不是我的刀剑所能成功的。
This is not from my own sword.
但是神在这个里面呢，让我看见这个征战是他的。
And then in the midst of it, I see that this battle is the Lord.
我们就要全心信靠他。
And then we just need heart, just trust in him, trust him.
神能够为我们成就大事。
And he will do it.
不需要用刀剑的。
We don't need our swords.
不需要坚持自己的看法。
We don't have to insist our own opinions.
就像大卫那样。
Like David.
因此得胜是属于神的。
So the victory belonged to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，一个全心信靠神的人会有什么结果呢？
And brothers and sisters, what is the result for those who trust in the Lord with whole heart?
诗篇里面有一句话非常的美。
In Psalm, there is one verse that's beautiful.
他说依靠耶和华的人好像锡安山永不动摇。
It says those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever.
如果我们学习全心依靠神的话，我们是像锡安山一样那样的不能动摇。
If we learn trust in the Lord with all our heart, we will be just like Mount Zion, will never move but abides forever.
今天我们能被动摇吗？
And then can we be moved?
如果我们不全心依靠神的话，有许多事情能够让我们动摇。
If we don't trust in the Lord with all our heart, many things will move us.
只有当一个人全心依靠神的时候，永不动摇。
Only one who trusts in the Lord with all his heart, he will never be moved.
当示美在那里诅咒大卫的时候
，When Shimei cursed David,
示美的诅咒不能够动摇大卫。
The curse from Shimei will not move David.
因为大卫知道神坐在宝座上。
Because David, God is sit on the throne.
只要神在宝座上，这大卫就不会被动摇。
When God is on the throne, and David will be moved.
当亚西多弗叛变大卫的时候
，When Ahithophel betrayed David.
亚西多夫的叛变也不能动摇大卫。
And then the betrayal of Ahithophel will not move David.
不但如此，大卫能够把他的事情能够交托户塞。
And not only this, and David is able to entrust his life to Hushai.
完全的来信托户塞。
And then he trusts Hushai wholeheartedly.
在与亚撒龙的这个征战的里面。
In the battle of with Absalom.
这个征战不能动摇大卫。
And this battle will not move David.
因为大卫知道征战是属于耶和华的。
Because David knows that battle belongs to the Lord.
而且得胜也是属于耶和华的。
And the victory belongs to the Lord too.
因此他不能动摇。
So he will not be moved.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们也是这样。
And so do us, brothers and sisters.
我们是信靠神的一般人。
And we are the one who trust in the Lord.
但是我们是不是全心来信靠他？
Do we trust him?With all our hearts.
一个全心信靠神的人，就好像锡安山一样。
The one who trusts the Lord will like as the Mount Zion.
永远不被动摇。
It will cannot be moved and abides forever.
我们感谢神能够从这些事情里面让我们能够稍微能够看见什么叫做全心依靠神。
We praise the Lord and from these things from David and we see what is to call trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
因此当我们的生活里面遇到艰难的时候
When hardship comes,
遇到困苦的时候
when we have afflictions,
遇到征战的时候
when we have battles,
我们知道如何来全心的依靠神。
And we need to know and how to trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们感谢我们赞美你
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主在大卫的身上给我们看到了一个美好的榜样
And then from David we see a good example.
如何来全心的来依靠神
And then how we trust in the Lord with all our hearts.
主啊如果我们在以往的日子里面没有全心依靠你
Lord, if we trust in the Lord with our hearts before.
求你也来赦免我
May you forgive us.
让我们在这件事情的时候有更深的学习
Let us to learn more on this matter.
学习来依靠你
To learn to trust in you.
学习在任何的环境里面看见你坐在宝座的上面
And then to learn to see that you are sit on the throne no matter
让我们学习依靠神而不靠自己的聪明
That is to learn to lean on the Lord not our own
学习把这个征战交在主的手中
And to learn we hand over the battle into your hands
因为知道征战是属于耶和华的
Because we know the battle is belong to the Lord
得胜也是属于耶和华的
The victory is the Lord's
但主早晨真是能够祝福我们众人
And Lord may you bless us
让这些话在我们里面有那样的亮光
May those words enlighten us.
能够照明我们前面的道路
And then be the light before our path.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.